Dallas had the momentum. I think that we probably had a record of icing of icings, but you know, like, hey, that's the way it is, and you have to learn to defend, like, you know, those situations, and not only to defend, but then you turn it around. And I think that our players, you know, like, have given us the ability to turn those games around. Like, we never quit.
Do you remember a team that you coached that wasn't able to get as much done, though, when you do start to roll?
Yeah, like, you know, like, many, you know, like, I think about this, you know, like, many, many times. And obviously my team in Hershey, when we won the Calder Cup, you know, we were not, like, the biggest physical team, but, you know, like, we were hard workers and never say die. And, you know, like, in the playoffs, we faced elimination five times to come back to win the Calder Cup. And, you know, I think that lots of time I'm thinking of my old players in Hershey, like, versus this team, because I think that there's lots of parallels to be drawn.
Thanks, Coach.
All right.
Thanks, Paul.
Good to see you guys.
Have a good trip.
Yeah, thanks.
There you go. Head coach Bob Hartley. Shortly before the Flames departed Calgary, heading to Minnesota for this weekend and the start of the five-game road trip, discussing on a number of subjects. Interesting to hear his perspective on Johnny Gaudreau. I think we're going to talk about this a little bit with Pat as well, and we certainly had that discussion earlier today with Peter Labardi. It's just about, you know, you almost want to equate a guy like Gaudreau, the way he sees the ice and the way he sees the game, almost like the way Steve Nash envisioned a basketball court. And is he the kind of guy, guys like he and him and Patrick Kane, can they change the way the sport is played by their vision and by the way they re-see the game? It's kind of an interesting thing. And obviously he's a rookie. There's a long way to go. Health-wise, he has to stay healthy. But he's the kind of guy who you can sort of maybe see changing the way the game is played a little bit, with just with his, not just his skill, but his idea of being able to see two and three moves ahead. I like to tell people, I've yet to see a wrong pass. I've seen some passes go awry from him, but I've yet to see him make a really gross decision in the last long while in terms of a pass. He seems to have that kind of sense of where the play is going, and it's a lot of fun to watch, and it's clearly been a lot of fun for his head coach to watch as well, because if you're a head coach, that spells security, having guys like that around. When we come back, Pat Steinberg joins us here on the big show. Lots to talk about as the Flames head into the weekend. Hitmen tomorrow night, starting here at the Dome, their WHL playoff series against Kootenay. And lots going on here, so it's going to be a busy sports weekend. We're back with more after this.
Sportsnet 960, the Fans, so proud to be home for the Calgary Hitmen. The playoffs are here. First round, Calgary versus who else but the Kootenay Ice. Check out our website for game times. We'll have Hitmen playoff hockey over the air on Sportsnet 960 and online at sportsnet.ca/960. Follow your Hitmen right here on Sportsnet 960, the Fan, Calgary's hockey station.
Earn even more points now by liking Sportsnet 960 on Facebook and following us on Twitter. Sign up to become a fan club member now at sportsnet.ca/960. Your chance to score tickets to the biggest games, hottest concerts, and some awesome prizes. Head to sportsnet.ca/960.
Whether it's helping a friend move, putting your truck through the ringer at work, or our crazy Calgary weather, your truck can take a real beating. Toughen it up with Linex spray-on truck bed liners. Linex forms a tough, thick coating that bonds to your truck bed, guarding against scrapes, sealing out moisture, and it's guaranteed for the life of your truck. If it's not Linex, it's not tough enough for your truck. Linex, now with two locations in Calgary. Learn more at linex.ca. That's linex.ca.
One bill is better than two. Zero bills are better, but it's the best we can do.
Ah, the sweet sound of convenience. Encore by Epcor lets you bundle your power and natural gas plans into one easy energy bill. Lock us in for a great rate for up to 5 years and opt out whenever you want. Cheap power, now gas, one bill, no penalty out. Find us at EncoreByEpcor.com. Encore Energy Plans from Epcor, providing more power to you.
The Flames at 5, weekdays 5 to 6 p.m. on the drive home. Rob Kerr talks hockey for 60 minutes. The Flames beat the National Hockey League, the Hitmen, or any trending story in hockey. The Flames at 5, brought to you by Pete the Plumber. Outstanding service, competitive pricing, professional personnel, and proud recipients of the Better Business Bureau's Business Ethics Award and the Consumer Choice Award from 2003 to 2014. Flames at 5 with Rob Kerr, only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Their passion, their will. Their determination has brought them here. Now, as the world comes together, the biggest superstars and divas collide for the biggest event in live entertainment. This is WrestleMania. Watch WrestleMania live on the WWE Network for only $11.99 per month. Now available across Canada. Call your local TV service provider or visit WWE.com/Canada.
Imagine that you could lease the 2015 Silverado Crew Cab for only $145 bi-weekly at 0% for 24 months. Or that you could get up to $10,000 in total value when you purchase the Double Cab True North Edition. Now, stop imagining, because Chevrolet is extending Truck Month, and these deals are really happening, but only until March 31st. Visit your Chevrolet dealer or AlbertaChevrolet.com for details.
Sportsnet 960, The Fan, proud home of the Calgary Flames in the National Hockey League. We've got your way into the Dome for every Flames home game. Fan Club members, use your points to enter to win great seats to Flames hockey. Enter often, it's easy and free. Sportsnet.ca/960 to become a Fan Club member. Flames tickets from Calgary Flames Radio, Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Sportsnet 960 The Fan is home for the Fan Club. An easy way to reward yourself for listening to your sports radio. Collect points by entering the Secret Seats. Hear the Secret Seats weekdays at 7:25 a.m., 9:25 a.m., 1:25 p.m., 4:25 p.m., and 9:25 p.m. It's easy and free. The Fan Club Secret Seats are brought to you by Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar. Catch every hockey game and enjoy game day specials at Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar, 6060 Memorial Drive Northeast. Sportsnet 960 The Fan, Calgary's hockey station. The Big Show, brought to you by Comedy Cave. If it's comedy you crave, come to The Cave. Tickets are always $10. Comedy's so good you'll whip out your funny bone. Go to comedycave.com.
Talking sports in the afternoon. This is The Big Show on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
No, okay. I can tell you that last night in the first 5 minutes, Dallas had the momentum. I think that we probably had a record of icing, of icings. But you know, that's the way it is, and you have to learn to defend, those situations, and not only to defend, but then you turn it around. And I think that our players, have given us the ability to turn those games around. We never quit.
That is the head coach on the concept of momentum, because it has been a huge storyline surrounding the Calgary Flames this year. And it might be the most single impressive trait I've witnessed with the Flames this year. There's been a lot of really impressive things that have happened this year. But from a team standpoint, the way this team feeds off momentum and the way this team gets things done when they have the momentum has been so darn impressive. And just take last night as an example. The Flames scored 2 goals in 65 seconds to tie the game in the second period. And then after Derek Engelin ties the game in the third period with his second goal of the night, the Flames put together their best stretch of the game. They go on an outstanding flurry in the final 8 or 9 minutes of the hockey game, and they rack up the most scoring opportunities, the most shot attempts, all that they have all game. When this team feels it, they go, and when this team has momentum, they do a lot with it. And it's been something that I find to be very unique. I can't remember a team. This is now year 6 covering the Flames full-time for me, and of those 6 years, I can't remember any Flames team that has done as much when they've had the momentum as Calgary's been able to do this year. And last night wasn't unique, Bruce. Last night wasn't a game where you're surprised, because I was sitting up there with Josh and Will and watching the game last night, and after Gaudreau scored, Joshua was, what, about 15, 20 seconds later or something like that, the Flames had themselves a 3-on-2 break going the other way, and I turned to you and I said, tie game, and you said, yep, probably, and they didn't tie the game there. But Bruce, this team does so much when they feel it. They do so much when momentum's on their side, and it's a huge reason why they hold down a playoff spot with 8 games to go.
I think one of the reasons is, and this sounds very basic, one of the reasons is there's not a whole lot of guys on that bench who know you're not supposed to be doing this. When you're young and you haven't been through the wars and you haven't done all that sort of stuff, everything's possible. I mean, Johnny Gaudreau wasn't here for the bad old days when, you know, game in, game out, you found a way to lose, you get your head down, etc. You look at the veterans on the bench and you say, well, how come these guys have never won before? They look around the bench and, hey, it's all house money. And you just got that sense with that switch in momentum during the second period last night that was it. They just looked at each other and said, you know what, we have no history of losing. Let's just go and play. And veteran teams have a problem after a period of time forgetting the past and putting it behind them. This is a team that has no past, so it's easy to create a future.
I asked Marty Jelinek.
I should put that on a card. That's
you
a
should
one.
Do that. That. You one, could. Yeah. You could make.
They have no past.
Make a career.
Not only a future.
In Hallmark. I asked that question to Marty Jelinek last night, and I asked the same question to head coach Bob Hartley today, and that was one of the answers. And the other one was, and I asked him, can you remember a team that you've coached in the past, Colorado, Atlanta, going back to the American Hockey League, junior hockey, whatever, where a team has been able to get this much done when they've had the momentum? And here's what he compared it to.
My team in Hershey, when we won the Calder Cup, you know, we were not like the biggest physical team, but, you know, like we were hard workers and never say die. And, you know, like in the playoffs, we faced elimination five times to come back to win the Calder Cup. And, you know, I think that lots of time I'm thinking of my old players in Hershey, like versus this team, because I think that there's lots of parallels to be drawn.
So there you go. He compares it with a title-winning team in Hershey in the American Hockey League. And, hey, if the Flames were to have that type of success at the NHL level this year, I think we'd all be pretty darn happy. But
they don't know that they're supposed to lose. You know? And that's a wonderful place to be. For fans, it's a fun time with your franchise where they have that spirit. You know, there'll be other days when they don't have it. We were talking a little bit off microphone, and I'm sure we'll talk about it more later. But there's a really interesting piece on Grantland, which, of course, is the online website run by Bill Simmons. Sean McIndoe talking about the Calgary Flames at length and just basically trying to explain them and having no explanation. You know, he's a metrics guy. He's a guy who believes in statistics being able to tell you something. But like the rest of us, he looks at the statistical analysis and doesn't see what explains what we saw there. And so I guess, you know, the old ideas about momentum and all of these things which we used to use for a long time and which are now getting pushed aside by metrics, they apply in this case. They apply.
Well, and
emotion, not knowing you're supposed to lose. The fans are in on it.
Sometimes things defy logic. Like, sometimes things don't have an explanation. No. Sometimes things don't have an empirical explanation or data to back it up or statistics mesh with it. Like, sometimes, and I think it was the game against Ottawa where I threw it out on Twitter. I just said, you know what? Some things defy logic. No way the Flames should have come back and tied that game. You're down by four. And no, the Flames should have lost that hockey game in regulation. But, you know, sometimes a team just has that type of feel in a season, and it doesn't have anything that can truly explain it. I can't sit here and explain how a team is able to do what the Flames have done so many times and put together a season with so many unbelievable moments. Sometimes you just have a season like that, and you know.
Well, you were probably back in elementary school in 2004.
To be honest with you, I had just finished Sate in 2004.
Work with me here. Anyhow, it's a long time ago. But there was that sense, and I can remember game after game being in the press box.
But yes, I was in elementary school.
And looking at George Johnson and looking at each other and shaking our heads and saying, where's this coming from? Because that Flames team had a great goalie. It had Jerome McGinley. It had a gritty defense core. But their number one center was our good friend, Mr. Conway, and Conroy, rather. And you know, there was no logic to it, and yet there was a momentum. There was a sense that once it happened, once the things started running their way, they found a way to do it. And they were a team that didn't know any better. They didn't know they were supposed to lose, and they rode it right till Game 7. I'm not saying this Flames team will get there. I'm just saying that's one of the things that was at work.
Yep, and there's something special at work this year with the Calgary Flames. We're talking about this after a 4-3 shootout loss where the Flames weren't all that happy about the way they played. I thought last night was a pretty important result. Tell you more about that in just a few minutes. Also coming up at 2:25, so we're about 10 minutes away from newly signed Flames prospect Austin Carroll, the Victoria Royals product, a seventh-round pick. But he's having a heck of a season with Victoria, and all of a sudden...
Big kid, too.
He's a big kid, right shot, and all of a sudden, a lot of people wondering, you know, what type of potential might this seventh-round pick have in the organization? Austin Carroll's going to join us at 2:25, but first, let's take a look back at last night's 4-3 shootout loss at the hands of the Dallas Stars. It's time for the Game in a Minute.
Game in a Minute, brought to you by Jack Carter's Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC. Get 20% off all remaining new 2014s, plus 2.99% financing for up to 84 months. Jack Carter's Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC.
Hartley's 40-27-6 Flames will face Lindy Ruff's 35-28-10 Dallas Stars. It bounces out the center ahead to Hemsky. He wheels it over the blue line and shoots and scores. Alex Hemsky with a wrist shot, and he beats Kari Rommel on the blocker side. Ahead to Monahan, back to Gaudreau. Far side Hoover to Gaudreau. He shoots, he scores! Johnny Gaudreau, one times the puck under Kari Lehtinen and in. Here's Boma, right to an angle and shoots and scores! Derek Englund gets his first goal as a Flame. Orkoff centers, Hemsky shoots and scores! Alex Hemsky converts a 2-on-1 and scores a 4-on-4 goal with 15.1 seconds left of the second period. Englund shoots, that shot goes in, they score! Derek Englund with a howitzer from the right point. He scored twice tonight. Monahan picks up the puck at the red line, comes in wide left, walks in, shoots, and is stopped by Lehtinen, and the game is over. And the Stars hold on to defeat the Flames by a final score of 4-3 in a shootout.
Game in a Minute, brought to you by Jack Carter's Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC. Get 20% off all remaining new 2014s, plus 2.99% financing for up to 84 months. Jack Carter's Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC.
I thought last night was actually a pretty positive result for the Calgary Flames, and let me explain that for you, because in a lot of ways, I don't think they played very well, and I wasn't impressed at all for a 60-minute effort at this time of year. I mean, there were parts of the game where I was impressed with, and I think there were stretches where you're like, that's good, but over 65 minutes and... it wasn't their best effort. They've been capable of better this year, and Dallas really dictated for a lot of that game. But what I liked is that they got the point, and that's crucial, because at this point in the season, over an 82-game season, you're never going to be able to play 82 good games. And there's going to probably be another game or two between now and the end of the season where they don't play very well, or they don't play as well as they can, and the other team is maybe better. But when you're in a playoff race, you need to still figure out a way to scrap a point out of it, or steal a win once in a while. I don't think they were so badly outplayed it was stealing or anything like that, but they're capable of better, yet they still got a point out of the game. And to me, that's really important. In games where maybe you're not at your best, when you're not playing up to your highest potential, you get that extra point. You're able to push it to extra time. I thought it was really significant last night.
To me, it was a high wire act all last night. You know, there was that sense of, they've lost their balance on the wire and they're going to fall over, and then they would steady themselves and hang around. They got a couple of breaks. Obviously, the disallowed goal late in the third period was crucial to them even getting that one point. I've seen those kind of goals allowed sometimes. I thought it was a good call by the referees, but you know, those things went their way, and they were close enough to hit some posts, etc. It could have gone either way. But you're right. At this stage of the year, you don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Any point you get is a good point. And yeah, you wish you could have got two or whatever. Dallas is as hot a team as you could get.
9-2 now in their last
11.
And
you put three by a goalie who has not been allowing many goals of late. You seize that game back, and your young guys were the guys who were key to it. So there were a lot of things, as you say, to like about it. But you wish you could have got the 2 points, but it's not bad. It's not bad. It gets you off on the road trip.
And the next time you have a game where the other team is maybe dictating for more than you are, still get it to extra time. These points are crucial as you come down the stretch. And you know what? Ask the LA Kings about the quote-unquote loser point. I mean, how many have they racked up? Ask the Florida Panthers and some of these other teams that are hanging around the playoff race because they've been able to get games to extra time. You can love or hate the loser point. I love it. I think it's an extremely crucial part of the makeup of the NHL right now. Others hate it. I get that. Those are different opinions. But it is the rules. Whether you like it or not, those are the rules. So take advantage of them. Yeah. And if you can hold on and get it to past 60 minutes, if you can hold on and even when you're not happy or totally happy with your game, get that extra point or that single point, you're going to put yourself in such a good spot when it's all said and done. So, yeah, I really thought last night was a significant result for the Calgary Flames. You were telling me, you're like, I don't really have anything invested. I'm not really rooting for them, but I was kind of ticked off they didn't win last night.
Well, I'm not one of those cheering in the press box guys. I cheer for the story. And, you know, for a long time, the story here, the more interesting story, hasn't always been positive. It's been about, you know, what was going to happen here, who was going to come and who was going to go. But there is something likable about this team. There is something about their momentum. I just laughed when they tied the game at 2, and I laughed again when they tied it at 3, because, as I say, it reminded me of 2004 again, when just the game I always remember from that year was the 51 save performance from Mika in Detroit, where they won, I believe it was 1-0, and Jerome scored the only goal. And it was a game they had absolutely no reason to win. But they were a team that just felt that year that didn't matter. They had no history.
Well, there was the 4-0 comeback in, game 6 against Vancouver on home ice that they ended up losing in overtime. But there was that game. Yeah. There's I think it was game 1 against San Jose, the Montador overtime winner. They probably had no business winning game.
Doing the paddle.
The beaver tail. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, it's been pretty. And look, I mean, shootouts are a coin flip, and they really are. The Flames have been pretty good in coin flip shootouts this year. So eventually you're going to stop losing they've been so good in extra time, overtime and shootouts. Eventually a couple are going to go the other way like they have of late. I think the last 3 times they've gone to extra time, they've lost. Lost to Ottawa, lost to Columbus, and lost to Dallas the last 3 times they've gone to extra
time. You're going
to
have that. I mean, there's games where you're going to dominate and you're going to lose, and there's games like last night where perhaps you didn't deserve to get a point out of it, but you did. That's the to-ing and fro-ing of it. So the thing that interests me, and I know I'm sure we're going to talk about it at some point, the thing that interests me tonight isn't so much the LA Kings game, although that will be kind of interesting. But I want to see that Habs game in Winnipeg against the Jets. I want to see how the Jets rebound from the mental thing that happened to them in Vancouver, blowing a lead. They've been a very confident team of late. I want to see how they react because they're going to be in there against the best goalie in the NHL, perhaps the best player this year. Certainly your Hart Trophy winner. Not necessarily mine, but your Hart Trophy winner. So it'll be interesting to see how Winnipeg reacts to it, because we're at the point, as you've just said, it's all about how you react. And the Flames, so far, still resilient, still punching back. I don't expect the Jets to quit on themselves, but, you know, 2 losses in a row, for instance, if they lost tonight, how would they deal with it?
Yep.
How would they deal with it?
Fan club members, Boomer and Warner's Man Cave is back. If you want to win yourself a pretty sweet upgrade for your basement, for your, whether you have it up, I have no idea. I have no idea where you put your man cave. Most of the time you put it in the basement, a little more privacy and all of that. Here's what we got for you.
You put it near the fridge.
You can put it near the fridge. Wherever you want to put it, your man cave is getting an upgrade with a 60-inch Samsung Smart Class flat screen television from Total Concept AV and Automation, and 2 leather recliners from Birchwood Furniture Gallery. The winner of our man cave is also getting Boomer and Warner coming to their place in their man cave doing the morning show from 5:30 till 9 one morning. So, hey, why not enter? It's for fan club members. Whether you want Boomer and Warner in your house, whether or not that is the real selling point, or whether the real selling point is the TV and the chairs.
Oh, I'm sure that's the real selling point.
Hey, you never know. You never know, and I do not want to cast aspersions or make judgments or assumptions at all, whatever the main reason is.
I'd make him do the show out of my bedroom. There you go, with my stinky socks around, and yeah, there you go, do the show out of there.
That's kind of weird, Bruce. That's slightly odd, and it's a good time to take a break. Fan club members, sportsnet.ca/960. Austin Carroll joins the fray, and he's having a very promising season. We'll talk to him next after he signs his first NHL contract. This is The Big Show on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Nothing can unite a city like the passion for hockey. Sportsnet 960 is proud to be home for your Calgary Flames and the National Hockey League.
When you can finance the 2014 Focus starting at 0% for 84 months or get up to $3,000 in rebates,
it's easy to get into a Ford. Hurry down to Macklin Ford during March Madness for the best selection of remaining 2014 Ford models.
But hurry, because when they're gone, they're gone. Your best Ford deal is and always will be at Macklin Ford in the Calgary Auto Mall.
Now with the TJ Brody stamp of approval.
Glenmore at Deerfoot, Deerfoot at Glenmore.
It takes a community to raise a great family. It takes a great builder to help raise a community. Shane Homes is committed to building the finest crafted homes throughout Calgary and Airdrie and giving back to the communities in which they live, build, work, and raise their families. Charitable endeavors are a cornerstone of their business, and they believe in giving back by supporting organizations that help change people's lives for the better. Good people come from strong communities shaped by great builders. Visit ShaneHomes.com.
Hey, Danny, you sleeping? Danny had enough of working hard just to find work. Then he found out about Building Trades of Alberta's new website, workabetterlife.ca. They made his job search easy. Now look at him. He can finally sleep. If you're a journeyman who's tired of losing sleep, looking for the right job, give that website a try. It's Alberta's number one resource for skilled trades jobs, workabetterlife.ca.
Get out of my room, Dave! What are you doing?
Sportsnet 960 The Fan is Calgary's home for the Flames in the National Hockey League. Weekdays on the drive home, Rob Kerr has 60 minutes of must-hear radio, 5 to 6 p.m. Get the inside stuff from Rob Kerr and the voice of the Flames, Derek Wills, and other special guests. Find out what is up with the Flames and the NHL. Sportsnet 960's Inside Hockey is for Calgary Co-op. Become a Co-op member for a loonie and receive a signing bonus full of benefits, including an annual member refund. Inside Hockey on the Flames at 5, only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Do you own or operate a business? Whether you're looking to contain costs through an economic slowdown or looking to attract quality employees, the time is right to consider a group benefit plan from Alberta Blue Cross. With our unique approach to group benefits, you're able to contain costs without sacrificing benefits for your employees. That's good for the health of your employees and the health of your business. As Alberta's leading benefits carrier, we've got a plan for you. So for a group plan at a price you can afford, call Alberta Blue Cross today for a no-obligation quote or talk to your plan advisor. Your hobbies are an important part of your life, but let's face it, they can be a little loud. Whether it's skidooing, woodworking, or riding your motorcycle, it's important to make sure your hearing is protected. Soundwave Hearing Care can fit you with custom ear molds, so you'll be able to enjoy your hobbies for years to come. Soundwave Hearing Care, hearing services for your entire family. Visit soundwavehearing.com.
30 teams, only one cup. The pursuit of Lord Stanley is only right here. Sportsnet 960 is Calgary's home for the National Hockey League. Talking sports in the afternoon. This is The Big Show on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Saddledome Flames went through their final practice here in the city before departing for Minnesota. They'll take on the Wild to kick off a five-game road trip tomorrow, 6 o'clock face-off here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Pat Steinberg along with you. Some news today kind of outside the day-to-day playoff race news for the Calgary Flames. The Flames signed Austin Carroll to his entry-level contract, 2014 seventh-round pick. Signs his deal today and having a heck of a year with the Victoria Royals in the Western Hockey League. 77 points in 69 games, and Austin joined us on the program right now. Austin, thanks so much for doing this, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
I guess a pretty good 21st birthday gift for you, hey?
Yeah, I don't think I could ask for a better gift than sign with Calgary Flames today.
Yeah, it's it certainly has to. Now did this just kind of work out that way? Is it just coincidence that you signed your contract on the same day you turned 21, or did you plan it this way?
No, I think it just turned out that way. I mean, our season wound up and playoffs are starting, so I think they wanted to get the deal done, and fortunate enough that it fell on my 21st birthday.
All right, well, tell me about this whole process and kind of how this all came about for you.
After training camp, they sent me back to juniors, and they said, just keep playing well. We like your game, so hopefully, a contract will come. And I just played my season, kept going, and, wasn't really focusing on that, just trying to play as well as I can. And near the end of the season, they kind of, you know, mentioned that we could, we'd be coming down to, you know, offer me a contract. And just the last few days been, you know, negotiating it, and it just finally came through, and it's, you know, it was an exciting day, and it was very fortunate to happen on my birthday.
So how much are you involved in the negotiation, or do you just leave that totally to your agent?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not involved too much. It's mostly, you know, my agent and Calgary's organization going back and forth. I'm just, you know, kind of just out there playing hockey, trying to do as well as I can while they're, you know, focusing on the business side of things.
So as I understand it, you've got a bunch of your family there as well, up from Arizona and hanging out with you. So I guess just to the entire reaction, how thrilled is the Carroll family today?
Yeah, they're ecstatic. I'm just meeting up with them pretty soon here. Going to go get some lunch and some dinner tonight, celebrate my birthday and signing. So, you know, couldn't have planned it better. It's a big day for my family, and definitely very happy.
Austin Carroll's with us. He signs his entry-level contract with the Flames today. Austin, I haven't had the opportunity to talk with you since the draft when the Flames took you in this past draft. So tell me about your season in Victoria. And before we get into kind of the individual stuff, just the overall season for the Royals. You're the number two seed in the division. How do you look back at this regular season heading into the playoffs?
You know, having it be my 20-year-old year, my last year in junior, definitely wanted to have a good year, you know, individually as a team. And we've had some highs and lows, but I think we're pretty happy with our season. We went on some good tears there and played some good teams in our conference. So we're happy and looking forward to playoffs. We got, you know, Prince George, our first round. So we can't take them lightly, but, you know, we're looking forward to it and hopefully make a big push.
So where is the team in terms of clicking on all cylinders and the way you're playing? How are you feeling about this group heading into the postseason?
Well, we've been kind of locked in the second position here for a while. We haven't been able to, you know, climb or go down. So, you know, been kind of in limbo, but we've been trying to play every game recently as a playoff game to get ready. And I think we have been firing off into the cylinders, and, you know, the chemistry is going, and, you know, we're just fine-tuning our game now. So, you know, I think we're in a good spot, good position as a team to head into playoffs.
Tell me about the Prince George Cougars and the, you know, the type of challenge they present for you in round one.
You know, they're a hard physical team, and they come to work every game, so they're not going to make it any easy on us. So, you know, we've got to go out there, stick to our systems. You know, we got Dave Lowry, is a great coach, and, you know, he's put in some structure to be successful. And I think if we just have some good work ethic and, you know, want to win more than they do, we can take it for sure.
Seems like hardworking is kind of the thing that you hear most. I mean, we don't get to see you all that often being out here in the Eastern Conference in the Western Hockey League, but it sure does sound like everybody talks about the work ethic of the Victoria Royals, but you play for the team. How important is that work ethic?
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest keys. You know, our team and our coaches focus on just working every game and every shift, because, you know, at the end of the day, if you work hard in all three zones, good things will happen in and around the net. So, you know, we got good four lines, good set of D that, you know, we work hard. We have a skilled team as well. So if you put hard work and skill together, you know, it's pretty unstoppable when we get going.
He is Austin Carroll of the Victoria Royals, signs his entry-level deal with the Flames today. You mentioned Dave Lowry. How influential has he been as a coach in your career?
I can't give him enough credit. He's, you know, he's really fine-tuned my game, and he's allowed me to, you know, go from being a pretty, you know, steady player in the Western League to, you know, being a top-tier player, and he's helped me, you know, find my tune and, make me realize what kind of player I need to be on and off the ice to, you know, potentially be an NHL or pro hockey player. And it's worked out well, and I've just been fortunate enough to play with him for 3 years now.
So where has he fine-tuned your game? Like, if you were to look at it, where has he really helped you show improvement?
I think in and around the net. Don't be a perimeter player. Get into the hard areas and, you know, really be that stereotypical power forward. You know, battle in front of the net, go to the net, shoot at all opportunities, and, you know, use my skill when need be, but other than that, keep it pretty simple, straight lines, and, you know, he says, if you're in and around the net, that's where you'll score most of your goals. So, yeah, just he's been really helping me just be more of a power forward.
You put up some pretty darn good numbers this year, 77 points in 69 regular season games. So how happy were you with your season?
You know, I set a goal and I wanted to have a great season, put up some numbers and also be a leader on the team. And, you know, as the year ended, I was fairly happy with my season and my production. So, you know, I had some good teammates and some good linemates along the way to make that happen. So I definitely look back on a very successful season.
So how were you used this year? Like in terms of you're one of the leaders on the team, you're one of the 20-year-olds, but in terms of utilization, are we talking about all situations, power play, penalty kill, just your overall utilization?
You know, I played on the top line most of the year and not so much a penalty killer. We got, you know, good core penalty killing unit that they like to use. I've been, you know, on the power play in front of the net and on the half wall making plays. So, you know, they've used me more as an offensive force this year, more and less so as a defensive force.
I know when we talked to you at the draft, you talked about skating and really talked about wanting to improve there as you entered the season. How has that come along in terms of your foot speed and your skating and that type of stuff?
Yeah, I definitely feel more confident in my speed. We have a great you know, group of coaches and skills coaches with Jeff Compton here with the Royals. And, you know, most practices we're doing something off, after working on my speed, my quickness, and around the net. So it's come a long way, and I think there's, you know, there's always improvement need to be done, but I'm definitely feeling a lot more confidence with my skating.
Just a few more with Austin Carroll of the Victoria Royals. He signs his entry-level contract with the Flames today. So on a day-to-day basis or a week-to-week basis throughout the season, how much contact do you have with the Flames?
I'm in contact once in a while. Ron Sutter's been a big help this year, you know, keeping me informed, and you know, he watches my games and gives me some tips and some pointers. But you know, I'm in contact every week or every couple of weeks with them, just kind of, you know, filling me in where I'm at, where I stand, and what I can work on and what I've been doing well.
So tell me about the experience in Penticton at the Young Stars Classic. I know for me and a lot of the other guys who were there watching and covering the tournament, you were kind of one of the standouts in that event. But how did you feel playing in Penticton?
I felt great. I mean, didn't really know what to expect, and I haven't really had an atmosphere like that yet. So it was definitely an eye-opening experience. But I just went out there and, you know, just tried to work and, you know, show my skills and show my stuff. And I think it worked out well, and I was fairly confident. And, you know, I'm looking forward to next training camp to improve myself even more.
Well, how does that, and then going to an NHL training camp and sticking around for a little bit, so how does that kind of propel you into the Western League season? How much can you take from that going into your club season in Victoria?
It helps a lot. I mean, just the pace and all the players really push you to, you know, go at 100% maximum every day. So when you head back to juniors, it's important to keep that work ethic and keep that the pace, they'd say. When you do go back to juniors, and it helped me a lot, especially the, you know, right when I got back to juniors, it was, I just had the confidence and the speed in my game that was evidence coming off of an NHL training camp.
Final question for you, and I ask it because, I mean, you are nearing the end of your junior hockey career. Today's your 21st birthday. I know you've got a playoff series and hopefully a long playoff run ahead, but, you know, maybe sometime in Adirondack in the American Hockey League this year, and who knows what happens next season, probably in the American Hockey League. So just knowing what you've experienced in a short time with an NHL organization, how comfortable are you in making that jump and making that transition to professional hockey?
I'm comfortable. I feel like I've had some, you know, great coaches and teammates along the way pushing myself. And, you know, the Western League is a high-end league to play your juniors at. So, you know, heading into Adirondack, if need be at the end of the season, I'm definitely comfortable and I'm, you know, looking forward to it. And it's definitely going to be, you know, a quicker, bigger, faster pace. But I think I'll be able to adapt just fine and do well up there.
Well, Austin, I really appreciate the time this afternoon. Congratulations on the contract. Good luck in the postseason. And happy birthday, man. Thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, thank you.
He is Austin Carroll of the Victoria Royals, signs his entry-level contract with the Flames today, and he joins us down the Lube City Mobile One hotline. Lube City Express Oil Change featuring Mobile One, warranty approved, a change for the better. I know this much, Bruce. It's Pat Steinberg and Bruce Dobing, and along with you as the big show continues. I know this, that...
What are you doing?
Picking up a highlight of the
guy.
I know a lot of people are really excited about a guy who, you know, they drafted him in the seventh round, and you say, okay, a little bit of an older pick, and a guy who had been draft eligible for a little while, but they don't end up drafting him the first couple of years he was eligible. So he gets drafted this past year, and because it's a seventh round pick, you know, you don't have a whole lot of fanfare around it. But I remember talking to him and talking to people and saying, you know what, that might be a pretty decent sleeper pick, and that this was going back to June. And then you see his points as an overager in the Western Hockey League, and you hear Dave Lowry and other people talk about him. I'm not saying this guy's a surefire NHLer. I'm not saying this guy is going to jump in and be a massive impact maker, but, you know, would it be completely out of the question that he's maybe a bottom six contributor on this team down the road? I don't think so. And the fact that a seventh-round pick, you could possibly see that without squinting, that's a pretty good value pick regardless right now.
Yeah, one of the things I've always loved about sports is prospects and farm systems and all that sort of stuff. I was always as fascinated with the guys in the farm system as I was with people who are up at the top level. So I always like to see guys like this. And one of the things that's interesting about him, and we always lose sight of this when we're watching especially hockey prospects, if a kid goes and plays NCAA, we don't see him till he's 21, 22. There's none of this thought, oh, he's an overager, maybe he's passed it, maybe he's missed his spot. We all think, oh, he's a college kid and he's ready to come out. So this is a guy who would have, let's say, played 2 years of college hockey, and he'd have another 2 years left. We would the agenda we'd have, or the time frame we'd have for
right.
him to come to the NHL would be far different than it is when you're a kid coming out of junior. The expectations are there. Now, having said that, as an overager, you've got to be very careful of the results overagers get, the numbers that they rack up, because sometimes you can be a little deceived. Some people say...
Because 20 years to 17 years, it's a big gap, right?
Is he a late bloomer, or is he just a guy taking advantage of his age and his development, etc.? So there's a lot of questions about him, but there's a lot of markers about him that are good. And when you come from, you know, when you come from Arizona... When you're a hockey player who comes from a non-traditional market, you've had to have some grit. You've really had to have some determination to get where you have to go, and that really stands in him in good stead. I have no idea whether he'll ever play a minute for the Flames, but there's a lot of good markers about him, and I just think that I hope people are patient with him. Lance Boehm is a great example of a guy who, you know, 2 years ago there were a lot of questions as to whether this kid was going to make it, whether he really, you know. Injury prone? Did he have the developmental stuff? And watching him last night, you wouldn't think it's the same player. So
yep.
You got to be patient. And Brad Treliving said this today in this scrum. You got to be patient. They're talking about Weatherspoon, the defenseman. You can't get ahead of yourself. You can't say he's got to be here today. He'll be here when it's his best time to be
He'll
here.
He'll be here when he's ready, yep. and when everything is ready for it
for
to
him,
happen.
Not for your expectations or not for what, you know, Johnny Gaudreau has us in terms of his arrival.
Sean Monahan
exactly.
arrived. Not every time.
He'll come on his own
same.
Time.
Whatever to that me, means. To me, scouting is such an absolute... It's maybe the most fascinating position or fascinating job that an NHL team can do, because it is so not an exact science. I mean, just take a look at last night's game in particular, and... some of the players that made impacts last night. Yes, there's some first-rounders. Tyler Seguin's a second mm-hmm. overall pick. Sean Monahan is a sixth overall pick.
Hemsky was a fairly high pick for the Oilers in his day, wasn't he?
But yes, he was. But Johnny Gaudreau is a fourth-round pick.
Yep.
TJ Brody's a fourth-round pick. Jamie Benn's a fifth-round pick. Lance Boehm, a third-round pick. I mean, some of the players that were on the ice and making impacts last night were guys that were drafted a little further on. So scouting is huge. Scouting is such an important thing, and you obviously can't not invest in it. But it's still there's still so much of a crapshoot. There's still so much of a roll-of-the-dice kind of feel to that specific position or that specific job.
And we were just talking in the last segment about that idea that the Flames are so young and they don't have a history of losing, that they don't know that they're supposed to give up now. Every day is a new book, et cetera, with prospects. And that's one of the things that the Flames have as an advantage right now, is that they have places. If you're a prospect, you can play here. If this was 2006, 2007, the Flames didn't have any room at the end for those kind of guys.
Right.
You'd have had to be a Johnny Goodrow to get playing time. But now they have the time to develop those guys, take their time, give them meaningful minutes at the NHL level. It's a good time to be a prospect in the Flames system because if you got something, they can give you ice time.
Now, is that going to continue?
Won't always
though?
Be that way.
That's kind of, and somebody
guys
brought this up.
Guys are starting to take roles.
Somebody brought this up on overtime a couple days ago, and this is, you know, players can come to play here in Calgary, and young players can come to play. Well, is that going to go on for, like, right now they might make the playoffs, and if they take a step next year, like, you're not going to be in a spot. If they're taking a step next year and are in a playoff spot and looking to, you know, battle for seeding down the stretch as opposed to battle to just get in, I don't think we're in a situation where, like, oh, yeah, you come play here. Yeah, you can come in. If you're young, you can play. No, that's a good thing that
guys
stops.
Are chewing up those minutes. Taking
it means
them
that you're going through the proper process. It means that your development as a team is happening positively.
And we talked earlier with Ben Kuzma from the Vancouver Province, and I mean, it was one of the things that happened when the Vancouver Canucks were making their run in 10, 11, 12, 13. You know, there just wasn't time to develop guys and give them the ice time, a Lance Boma kind of guy. They didn't have the time or the place for that. And Vancouver people looked at it and said, well, you know, they were plugging with the Higgins kind of guys. They were trying to make the most of a core group. And Vancouver fans are saying, oh, it's a, you know, we're not drafting anybody. Our farm system's a failure. There's nobody up at the big team with it. Well, teams have times in which you can put young players on the ice, and then there's times where they don't get that chance.
Yep.
And Calgary right now is a great place to be a young guy in the farm system because if you've got anything, there are some minutes. I always recall the great story of Mike Keenan in the 87 Canada Cup and the famous story about he had – what was probably the greatest Canada team ever assembled in the dressing room, and he said to everybody, okay, how many minutes are there in a hockey game? And they all went, oh, 60. He said, no, there's 360. Now, Grant Fuhr, the goalie, he's getting 60. And Gretz is going to get 30. And all of a sudden, guys started going, oh, yeah, the math. The numbers start.
Yeah.
And so now he hasn't mentioned your name. You're a star on your team, and all of a sudden you're talking about 8 minutes. And to a lesser extent, the Flames are starting to get there. They're starting to – guys are chewing up the minutes.
Starting to get the
your ability
proper
to,
roles.
Johnny Goodrow came in this year, and he ate the whole cake. He took a whole bunch of those times and those minutes away from other guys. And that's a good thing, too, because he's a good player. But it also means that, you know, the opportunities are going to get fewer and fewer as they get better.
Pat Steinberg.
When Sam Bennett shows up next year, he's going to take some cake, too, right?
Yeah. It's definitely the way you want it to go. It's
right now.
That's a positive thing.
Right now.
That's starting to happen. He's Bruce Dobigan. I'm Pat Steinberg. This is the Big Show on your Thursday afternoon. You know, the last two opponents that have come through the Scotiabank.
We're so smart. Why aren't we rich? I don't know. I can't ever figure that out.
Speak for yourself. I don't know if you saw the car that I rolled up in today.
Yes. Looked like you're rich and experienced with that car.
She's experienced and needs a car wash. Goodness gracious.
Yes.
Yep, the old 01 Civic does not scream wealth. The last two opponents that have come through the Scotiabank Saddledome are both embroiled and near the end of pretty disappointing seasons. Colorado won the Central Division last year. They're not going to make the playoffs this year. I mean, in fact, they lost to Edmonton last night. That's write it off. Dallas, big win here. 9-2 in their last 11. 5 points back of the Flames. 7 points back of the Jets. But let's be honest, probably not
That'd
for the
tough.
Dallas Stars either. Probably going to have to run the table. So those are disappointing seasons, and yet I still get this feeling from both teams. One more than the other, but still, I think both teams are going to be much bigger factors next year.
They're good. I said that the other day about Colorado.
Yeah.
I said, how did this team get to where they're? I just look at the young talent, but I also understand they had some injuries and some other things happen. And you know what? After last year, these guys, they had the year, the Flames year that they're having this year. That's what the Avs had last year. This year, the magic doesn't happen, and you start looking in the mirror and saying, well, what's the matter? It's supposed to happen this way. And then doubt creeps in. And then all of a sudden, you know, Patrick Roy goes from being the great coach to being the guy who's not giving me the ice time I need, etc. And, you know, those pathologies build up inside a dressing room. And so Colorado is on a natural ascendancy. I think they're going to be a good team. But this year I think it's probably necessary in sorting some stuff out about entitlement and about what you get and what you have to do. And they figured it out towards the end of the year. Dallas is a different kettle of fish because they're a kind of a hybrid of – they got a veteran coach and they got some real veteran guys, but they got some young guys. And I don't know whether Dallas – I see Dallas's future as being quite as bright as Colorado.
See, I do. I really like the way Dallas played last night. And I think that with the dynamic duo that they've got of Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin, right, they've got – that's what you're building around going forward. They may not have the forward depth necessarily that is present in Colorado in terms of young
players.
There's a lot
of guys who are getting ice time on that team.
Well, I mean, Spezza, yeah.
Hemsky
got some time. But, I mean,
those are in the key positions. So we're talking 2 years from now when supposedly that's when they're going to peak. Are those guys are going to be sort of heading on the way down because, well, Spezza, I think, is sort of going to head down, and I would think that Hemsky probably
Hemsky
too.
Might already be going down that way.
So
Cody
all of a sudden,
Eakins there, and their back end with – I mean, Trevor Daly is the veteran on that
hurt
back
all the time.
But he's hurt right now. But
they got a goalie.
Klingberg and Patrick Nemeth and Jukka Pekka. I mean, I don't know. I like that Stars team. I like the way they're trending. And I like that goaltender, too. I know that Kari Lehtinen's numbers are down a little bit this year. But I think Kari Lehtinen's proven that he's a pretty solid goaltender. So, I don't know. I think both teams are going to be much more of a factor next year. You know, would it be a surprise if Nashville came back to the pack a little bit? Probably not. Obviously, St. Louis and Chicago in the Central are going to be your mainstays and probably fighting there. The top
nowhere.
Once again, but if Dallas and I think Minnesota is going to be a whole lot closer to those teams throughout the season. I don't think we're going to see Minnesota have such a brutal start to the season next year. But if Dallas and Colorado were a little bit closer to the Central Division pack, and even if they're not in Central Division playoff spots, in truly that wild card mix, when we get to this point next year, wouldn't be a surprise at all. Because I still think, even though both teams have taken steps back from their standings position last year, I still think they're going in the right direction in terms of their progression.
Yeah, listen, you don't have to. You've heard how many scrums with Bob Hartley this year. Bob Hartley never tires of telling you guys what the margin between winning and losing in this league is and how slim it is and how few advantages you have from game to game and how you have to take advantage of them. And the two teams you talked about, absolutely next year they'll be better. And Lord knows the Oilers can't be bad forever. I mean, at some point they've got to do something and start moving up, don't they?
They might be bad forever.
We can only hope.
The Edmonton Oilers may never make the playoffs again.
We can only hope.
I can only hope as well. I mean, I don't actually believe that, but goodness.
Yeah. So anyhow, the difference between winning and losing is so slim, and that's, I think, fans here appreciate that, and that's why they've appreciated this season from the Flames and finding a way to do it. And as I say, just a team that they haven't experienced all those terrible things. They don't have those pictures in their head.
And maybe that's the cautionary tale for the Flames next year.
Next year,
Colorado and Dallas, with the expectation and with everybody else knowing what you're all about, it's not going to necessarily be
easy. And a summer of people telling you just how great you are.
Well, maybe that's exactly what Bob Hartley and his coaching staff, maybe that's exactly what they do to try and guard against it.
And you can tell a young man all you want, but if he spends the whole summer having people blow hot air at him about how good he is, it's hard as a young man to sort of put that in perspective and say, I got to work harder next year. You have to learn these things the hard way.
Yep.
We'll see. And listen, the Flames have some real upside. As I say, the whole Sam Bennett thing is awaiting next year. If he turns out to be the kind of player that Monahan was or that the Goodrow has been for them, this team is going to be a real factor.
We will take a break. Pat Steinberg and Bruce Dobigan along with you from your Thursday Big Show. We're at the Scotiabank Saddledome, and Brucey's here. Bruce is always trying to stir up trouble when he comes in and guests with us. So why does Bruce Dobigan want to ruin the National Hockey League game? What is Bruce Dobigan's problem? That's next on the Big Show.
That might take more than one segment.
Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Weekday mornings on your way into work at 8.05 a.m. Find out what's happening behind the scenes with the Calgary Flames. Eric Wills is on the Flames beat, in the dressing room, on the road with the guys. If it's happening on or off the ice, he knows it first. Clear, concise, and easy to understand. Eric Wills talks Calgary Flames with Boomer. Flames Inside Intel with Eric Wills. Brought to you by Varsity Chrysler. Check out Varsity's all-out clear-out event on now. Or go to VarsityChrysler.com and shop where Geo shows. Proud to be home for the Calgary Flames. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
在 Metro Ford， 我们说你的语言。
At Metro Ford，
Metro Ford， 这特阿西多阿迪波利波德哈。
We speak your language. When you visit Metro Ford and lease the all-new 2015 Ford F-150 for only $375 a month with only $1,800 down, it's easy to get into a Ford. Plus, eligible Costco members receive an additional $1,000 on most new 2015 Ford vehicles. See MetroFord.ca for details. At Metro Ford, we speak your language. 9th Avenue downtown or MetroFord.ca.
This is Chris.
Hey, nice to meet you.
The proud new father of triplets. He's a great dad, but it's a lot of work. So his wife encouraged him to go do something out of the house.
Oh, thanks.
Now, when he's not trying to change three diapers at once, he's trying something new with the Calgary Sport and Social Club.
Whether you want to get in shape, meet some new friends, or just want to do something fun, the Calgary Sport and Social Club has the league for you. Choose from 15 different sports, including floor hockey, slow pitch, and dodgeball. Visit CalgarySportsClub.com.
Why do you play?
Why settle for almost as good when you can have an actual Arctic Spa? When you buy an Arctic Spa, you get the free heat insulation system, the Onsen salt water system, and the Forever floor pad. That's the difference between a genuine Arctic Spa from Paradise Bay and a spa that's almost as good. Less work, longer lasting, superior warranty. That's what makes an Arctic Spa. Now open in their new location on 12th Street Southeast. Visit GoParadiseBay.com.
Purchasing and owning a vehicle can be a real inconvenience. Lexus of Calgary removes that stress with the convenience of at-home or work vehicle presentations, dealership Bodo massage chairs, specialty coffees, pastries, and more. Relax and enjoy the Lexus of Calgary automotive experience.
At Lexus of Calgary, it's about more than just the vehicle. It's about the experience. Lease the all-new 2015 Lexus NX 200T for $565 a month with $3,500 down. Visit LexusofCalgary.com for details.
Every hit is hammered by Bolo.
Every shot.
What a shot by Mason Raymond.
Every save.
Great glove save by Rommel.
Every goal.
Monahan to Hugo. To Monahan. He scores.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan is your home for Calgary Flames hockey.
Back on the road for the Flames Friday night in Minnesota. Free game at 5 p.m. live from Shanks. Play-by-play Flames and Wild at 6 p.m. Friday night.
Every time they hit the ice, we hit the air. Sportsnet 960 The Fan is Calgary Flames Radio.
Calgary Flames Hockey is brought to you by A to Z Windows and Big Chief Meat Snacks.
Hope Street Property Management.
What are Calgarians saying about Hope Street Property Management?
Our house was for sale for about 5 months. But with things being slow in oil and gas, we weren't getting a lot of interest. We heard about Hope Street on the radio and thought we'd give them a call. 2 weeks later, they had a great rental family lined up, and we were ready to move on.
Visit HopeStreet.ca for more information on renting your home.
HopeStreet.ca.
Hi, I'm Peter Marr. Are you thinking about a new roof this year? Are you concerned about hail damage? Do you want to do it once and not worry about it again? Not long ago, I replaced my own roof with EuroShield's EuroLite Shake, and I no longer worry about my roof. It comes in great-looking slate and shake profiles, has the highest rating attainable against hail impact, and comes with a lifetime warranty. And you can put that in the wind column.
Visit EuroShield Rubber Roofing at EuroShieldRoofing.com.
Hey, hey, this is Auto Value's Car Chat. Carl.
Jimmy, I don't even know where to begin. My car needs help. Advice?
Carl, you've come to the right place. At Auto Value, we recommend checking your lights, filters, and hoses, plus changing your oil and topping up all your fluids. Auto Value has all the parts you need and advice to get the job done.
Wow, you guys are miracle workers. I've got a bit of a beer belly, too. Can you fix that?
Oh, brother. Till next time.
Stay classy, Alberta.
All across Canada, hardworking families are taking advantage of tax relief and increased benefits this year. Like the first-time donor's super credit that recognizes charitable donations, the first-time homebuyer's tax credit, and proposed enhancements to the universal child care benefit. Get your tax refund faster by filing online and signing up for direct deposit. Some measures are subject to parliamentary approval. Find out more about these and other tax cuts and benefits for you and your family by visiting canada.ca/tax savings. A message from the Government of Canada.
Officer, they made me do it.
Go on.
They said it's a tax evasion sale. I couldn't get out of it.
So you're saying Country Hills Pre-Owned didn't make you pay tax on your next vehicle?
That's what happened, I swear.
Let me get this right. Pay no GST at Country Hills Pre-Owned on any vehicle for the month of March.
I'm not kidding. Find them at chtoyota.com or the corner of Deerfoot and Country Hills.
Oh, I will. Thanks for the tip.
At Foothill Systems, we're not just a store selling shelving and racking. We solve storage problems. We pay attention to details like the sizes, shapes, and the weight of your stuff. We ask the right questions and plan according to you, so you can say,
wow, this made a difference to my business.
And we don't charge more. We just do more. So when storage at your business becomes a problem, solve it with Foothill Systems. Visit foothillsystems.ca. That's foothillsystems.ca.
Foothill Systems. Innovations for your space.
Whether it's helping a friend move, putting your truck through the ringer at work, or our crazy Calgary weather, your truck can take a real beating. Toughen it up with Line-X spray-on truck bed liners. Line-X forms a tough, thick coating that bonds to your truck bed, guarding against scrapes, sealing out moisture, and it's guaranteed for the life of your truck. If it's not Line-X, it's not tough enough for your truck. Line-X, now with two locations in Calgary. Learn more at linex.ca. That's linex.ca.
Can a truck make you more handsome, more dependable, more rugged? Shaw GMC is here to tell you yes. Truck guys are 85% more handsome, 76% more resourceful, and 100% more likely to have an awesome pet. Lifted, loaded, or low payments, we have the truck for you. Save up to $14,000 on select trucks. Own a brand new 4x4 CR for just $92 weekly. Do what